This podcast delivers an immersive in-universe radio news experience set in the Helldivers 2 universe. Get the latest news, updates, and battlefield reports from the past week, brought to you by PB Productions on Helldivers Radio. Please note, this show is not affiliated with Arrowhead Studios or Sony. It's an original production featuring original characters crafted for Helldiver fans by Helldiver fans.
In the heart of the night, we're bringing the news, updates from the front, the war we choose, tech's advancing...
Good evening, citizens of Super Earth. This is Joe Turner coming to you live on Radio GNR 107, your frontline source for war, updates, and tactical breakdowns, and the latest from the frontline for freedom. Tonight, we've got a packed show, so strap in, grab that cup of coffreedom, and let's dive into the action. On tonight's broadcast, tech updates with Penny Lively. What's working, what's broken, and what's still trying to kill you when it shouldn't. Wartime Breakdown, with yours truly, the fight for Wasat, Akrid 3, and Arolta. Who we're fighting, how long we've got, and whatever victory is in sight. With a major order debriefing, the Meridian blockade was supposed to be an iron wall against the Illuminate. We fall short. What happens now? And you'll have Bulldog with a democracy report orbiting above Vog Sajoff on the Democracy Space Station. Table of three, the best way to take down armor, disposable launchers versus sustained firepower. It's Callan Voss versus Dr. Alyssis Strahd in a debate for the ages.
Updates that shine, 8 p.m. CST, it's wartime time!
And for those jumping out of cryo, a quick war front update. Helldivers, the battlefields are hotter than ever. Automatons, Terminids, and the Illuminate forces are pushing on every front. Wasat is buried under acid storms while our troops fight to protect us from enemy hands. Akrid 3 is crawling with Terminids, and if we don't clear them out, it'll become a permanent hive world. Meanwhile, Arolta is drowning in rain and molten rock, and the Illuminate have won every fight there so far. That streak ends tonight. And in case you missed it, the major order to build the Meridian blockade failed. We hit our kill count, but scrap and E-710 shortages left us with the blockade full of holes. High Command isn't happy, and a new order is coming fast. Stay ready. We've got all that and more. So keep locked in. This is Joe Turner, and you're listening to Helldivers Radio on GNR 107. We've got a hell of a lot to cover tonight, folks. So grab your coffee and hopefully your own GNR 107 mug. We will be right back after this break.
When you're fighting for freedom, start your day right with Kafreedom, the coffee of choice for true patriots. Kafreedom Medium Dark Roast brings you bold flavors of toasted nut and cocoa, ethically sourced from South America and expertly roasted here on Super Earth. Brew it in your drip coffee maker, mocha pot, or percolator. Whole bean or ground, it's your choice. Kafreedom, fueling democracy, one cup at a time.
Hot, dry, a barren wasteland. But it wasn't the heat that got you. It was quiet.
In the still of the night, where silence reigns, whispers echo of unseen chains.
Well, you see?
Well, do you want to tell them, or am I telling the story?
No, you're right.
Sand beneath the wheels, we roll through time. Mission forged in shadows of forgotten rhyme. Invisible foes, that breath we feel. Hunters in the dark, their truth concealed.
Two KIA and six wounded. Over.
So, First Sergeant, what exactly is a stalker?
Maybe I thought I'd find better company out here.
Oh, yeah?
Through the desert winds we rise, eyes sharp, scared.
a cadet that just so happened to go stargazing before some big event.
You always had that smooth charm under the academy.
Episode 1 and 2 are out now. Link to the playlist in the description below.
You're tuned in, dear. What's the latest pep all about? Penny's got the tips to keep you fit for the fight. Gadgets and gear, make sure you're right. Tech updates with Penny Lobby, keeping you up to date. You're tuned in to hear what the latest tech's all about. Tech updates with Penny Lobby, keeping you up to date. Tech updates with Penny Lobby, keeping you up to date.
Helldivers, this is GNR 107. Let's talk tech. High Command has been tuning the War Machine, and while some fixes hit the mark, others, well, let's just say they require further adjustment. Last week, planetary liberation rates went haywire, skyrocketing beyond control. While it may have felt like democracy at maximum efficiency, it nearly broke the war effort itself. To correct this, High Command paused the Galactic War, stabilized the system, and now it's back online. Fight on as usual. Now on to weapons and equipment fixes. For the GP-31 Ultimatum, some Helldivers reported grenades vanishing on impact. No explosion, no effect. High Command is investigating. Until then, fire twice, hope once. LAS-17 Double-Edged Sickle. No more free armor penetration. It now heats up to full power. Manage your risk or burn for it. Firebomb Hellpods. No longer wipe out heavy armor. Adjust tactics accordingly. Jump packs. If you face planted on landing, know that it's a known issue. High Command is working on a fix. Some Helldivers report screaming non-stop post-mission. If that's you, good news. It's a bug, not a breakdown. Hold tight while the fix is deployed, and maybe take a deep breath. Tech evolves and war adapts. If something glitches, fails, or malfunctions, report it, adjust, and keep fighting. This is Penny Lively signing off. Stay sharp, Helldivers.
Thanks, Penny. This is Joe Turner on Helldivers Radio GNR 107, the only broadcast that delivers liberty straight into your eardrums. First up, let's talk about the hot zones. Right now, our Helldivers are locked in battle across three key planets, each with its own challenges, each a critical piece in our fight for galactic freedom. Wasat's seen its fair share of war. But the automatons aren't giving up on it just yet. This time, they're digging in behind their orbital cannons and toxic wastelands, forcing our troops to fight through corrosive acid storms just to get a clean shot. Let's be clear, if Wasat falls, we lose Database 1, a key intelligence hub that could hold automaton secrets about their next move. We're talking about high-priority data, folks. That kind of info that could win wars before they even start. Right now, Our boys and girls in blue are pushing hard, but with time running out, it's all hands on deck. If you're not deployed, it's time to suit up. Next, we've got Akkard 3, a rocky canyon world, where the Terminids are trying to set up shop. If that happens, we're looking at a breeding ground for bug hell that will overrun the sector in no time. This place isn't just rocks and dust, it's a natural fortress, riddled with frequent tremors that stun both friendlies and enemies alike. That means positioning is everything. Get caught off guard, and you'll find yourself on the menu for some particularly hungry bug commanders. The success rates here is touch and go. So if you're in the area, grab a heavy hitter and put those insectoids back in the dirt. Finally, over in the Solar Sector, we've got Arilta, a volcanic jungle nightmare that the Illuminate are trying to burn to the ground. Torrential rainstorms reduce visibility and volcanic eruptions are hurling molten rock in every direction. But hey, if you wanted it easy, you wouldn't be Helldivers. The Illuminate are throwing everything they've got at us, and so far they've won every battle fought here. That streak ends tonight. We've got to dig in and hold the line before they make this a permanent foothold. The Major ordered to construct the Meridian Blockade. We have one job, gather enough scrap in E710 to seal the wormhole, slow the Illuminate, and prevent whatever Eldritch horror they're feeding from getting strength, and guess what? We came up short. Now don't get me wrong, our Helldivers fought like hell, but we killed over 700 million automatons, slaughtered over 1.3 billion Terminids, and we're just shy of locking down the last of those Bile Titans. But in the end, we didn't meet the scrap quota, and that means we're dealing with a blockade that's porous, and at best a major vulnerability, and at worst, who knows? The Ministry of Defense has already sent a new major order to clean up this mess, but we're still waiting for the full details. One thing's for sure, Helldivers. This next one, it's do or die. We're in the final hours, people. If you're already boots on the ground, stay frosty and keep pushing. If you're still on your ship, get in the nearest war zone. Time is ticking, and every Liberty World brings us one step closer to total victory. That's the wartime breakdown, folks. This was Joe Turner, signing off. Stay safe, stay sharp, and stay vigilant. Democracy depends on you. Up next, Bulldog with the Democracy Report.
Fortifications are dug in deep, using the terrain to their advantage. Factories try to throw the ice fields like predators, reinforcing enemy positions faster than we can tear them down. And yet, we press on, because the Janus sector is only 47.2% liberated, and we've got a job to finish. Now, before we talk strategy, let's address the elephant in the room. Resource shortages. High Command gave us one simple task. Gather enough E-710 and scrap metal to bolster the Meridian blockade. And we came up short. That means our blockade fleet's under strength. And that mistake will cost us down the line. We have to do better. Every supply mission, every salvage run, every scrap of metal pried from automaton wreckage matters. We aren't just fighting for planetary liberation anymore. We're racing against an existential threat. Helldivers, Volksaja isn't just a battlefield. It's a gateway to the entire Janus sector. If we take it, we gain a strategic foothold to push deeper into automaton-controlled space. If we lose it again, it strengthens their grip, bottlenecking our forces at Clarel, Klaasa, and beyond. Neighboring sectors Valdis, Talus, Mikhail, and Irulta are watching closely. We win here, we shift the momentum of the war. We lose, we risk the entire front collapsing under automaton counter-offensives. Eldivers on the ground, keep up the fight. Stay warm, watch the flanks, and don't let the cold slow you down. Automaton armor might be reinforced, but it still breaks under enough firepower. Hit weak spots, coordinate your attacks, and for the love of managed democracy, secure those objectives. We don't retreat. We don't falter. This is Bulldog, signing off. Volksaja will be ours.
In the distant reaches of Super Earth's war-torn colonies, legends are forged in blood and fire.
The shadows of war.
They thought the horrors of the past were buried.
20 years later, and it still sticks to your bones like a chill that never really goes away.
Blood-soaked memories carved in sand. Heroes rise, but few still stand. Faces fade, but deeds remain. Silent echoes call through pain.
But some battles never truly end.
All right, listen up.
Helldivers Radio presents the next gripping chapter in the epic saga, Halloween Offensive.
However, let's not assume these bugs will react the same to sound as they have in the past.
Episode 2, where memories of survival clash with the cost of war. Secrets are unveiled. Fates are sealed. Join Mr. Stone as he revisits the past he can't escape.
Prepare for the fight that never ended.
Trust is fragile. Lies. Inevitable. Don't miss the broadcast that was never meant to be heard.
And most plans go to hell anyway.
Introducing Cofreedom. The coffee that's brewed for the brave and served steaming with valor. Each cup is a bold declaration of your commitment to freedom. Crafted from the finest beans, harvested from the liberated corners of the galaxy. As you face the day's battles, let Cofreedom be your fuel. The rich, robust flavor isn't just coffee. It's a salute to the fearless.
races meet, gather around, hear the clash. Decisions unfold and voices clash. From past to present, insight flows. Three forge ahead where the future glows. For what waits us in this week's table three?
Helldivers, welcome to the Table of Three, where we bring the sharpest minds and the fiercest opinions together to debate the tools of war. Today's topic, anti-tank warfare. What's the best way to bring down Super Earth's biggest threats? Heavy armor, factory striders, hulks, you name it? Two guests and two different philosophies. First up, we have Sergeant Callan Voss, former frontline operator and firm believer in disposable anti-tank weapons. Callan, welcome back.
Always good to be here, Joe. And let's be real. The best weapon is the one you can actually bring into battle, not one that has you lugging around a power plant on your back.
And opposing him, we have Dr. Alyssis Strad, a weapons engineer specializing in sustained fire solutions. Dr. Strad, your thoughts?
Glad to be here, Joe. And let me start by saying, I respect the grunts on the ground, but relying on throwaway weapons is like fighting a war with single-use democracy pamphlets. If you want consistent firepower, you bring a recoilless rifle or spear, not a pocket nuke you toss after one shot.
All right, let's start with the EAT-17 Expendable Anti-Tank Launcher, aka the pocket nuke. Callan, why is this your go-to?
Simple, fast, light, and always available. You get two launchers per drop, and you can call more in every 60 seconds. That's an infinite supply of anti-tank at your fingertips. Recoilless? It needs resupplies, team reloads, and a walking ammo crate. What happens when you're deep in enemy lines and running dry? You're done.
Sure, if your solution is to turn every soldier into a resupply shuttle. EAT-17s force you to keep calling in pods, keep running back to grab them, keep hoping your team isn't occupied with swarms. Meanwhile, my Freedom Thumper, the recoilless rifle, packs 6 rounds on deployment, plus resupply options. It's a one-shot kill on most threats, and most importantly, you're always armed.
Yeah, if you enjoy kneeling in the dirt every few seconds to reload while bots flank your squad.
Ellis, let's address the mobility issue. Backpacked weapons limit loadouts, no jump pack, guard dog, or shield. Callan, do you think the backpack slot is too valuable to give up?
Absolutely. Running jump pack plus EAT-17 keeps you fast and lethal. You take out a tank, you're gone before reinforcements arrive. Meanwhile, backpack boys are rooted in place, fumbling with ammo while their squad covers them. Tell me, Ellis, how many times have you had to be revived while reloading?
That's rich. Coming from a guy whose solution is spam and pray. You ever consider accuracy? Because recoilless one-shots factory striders to the head. EAT-17 needs 2 perfect hits, and you still risk a thruster kick to the face if you mess up.
You ever consider not getting hit? Maybe if you ran lighter gear, you wouldn't be a stationary turret with legs.
Funny, because last I checked, the deadliest at Helldiver's use isn't even your little pocket nukes. It's precision shooting. Spear's been taking factory striders apart from long range for weeks.
The spear? The poor man's artillery? That thing eats ammo like candy. I ran 2 full packs dry in a single engagement.
You hit weak points. A recoilless to a factory strider's eye? One shot? A spear locked properly? One shot. Meanwhile, Callan here is busy calling in another pod while his squad holds the line.
Some Helldivers are skipping dedicated AT weapons altogether, using thermite grenades, rail strikes, and orbital strikes. Where do you both stand on that?
It works for medium threats, but factory striders, hulks, and tanks? You need direct hits. Thermite burns slow, orbital strikes have long cooldowns. They're support tools, not primary AT.
Agreed, but railgun snipers make it work. 2 well-placed overcharged shots can down any heavy. And WASP, that thing's a buzzkill. 7 missiles per mag, long range, and locks onto most targets.
Sure, until you burn through all 5 mags and realize you need a resupply pod every 3 minutes. Ammo economy matters.
Alright, let's bring this home. Callan, best case scenario. Why should a Helldiver always carry disposables like EAT-17s?
Because in the heat of battle, you don't have time for aerial resupplies, backpack juggling, or precision aiming. You need something that works immediately, hits hard, and lets you move. EAT-17 is that answer.
Because reliability wins wars, you never want to be in a fight and think, damn, I need another drop pod. Recoilless gives you constant at presence. Spear lets you fight from safety. Disposables run out.
If you need a resupply every 3 minutes, your best weapon is a liability.
If you're calling in at every minute, maybe just aim better.
And there you have it, Helldivers. Disposable or sustained, speed or firepower, you decide. That's going to do it for tonight. Helldivers, if you're enjoying the show and you want to support GNR 107, head over to the website in the description. We've got mugs, coffee, and more to keep you fueled for the fight, because nothing says for Super Earth like a fresh cup of Coffreedom and the democracy-approved vessel. A huge thanks to our supporters, subscribers, and of course, the fearless Helldivers out there keeping the galaxy safe. Stay strong, stay sharp, and keep the war machine rolling. And now, to close this out, Super Earth forever. And maybe a few bloopers. And now let's break down the war front. Super Earth forces are currently engaging in... Wait, what? Penny, did someone change the script? Who the hell added a 3-page rant about proper orbital bombardment equality?
That's so crazy, Joe.
Penny.
Never forget, Helldivers. Every battle is a lesson in courage. Every fallen comrade, a martyr for democracy. Every victory. Ah, hell. Okay, someone definitely just stepped into an unauthorized sector. Who tripped the lockdown?
Not it. High Command has been turning their war machine to me.
Where he's in orbit above Vogs. Who names these planets? Bands in the bed just to keep it safe. Most talk big, but I know they'll break.
ones who fought in the fray, side by side through fire and rain. Blood on our hands, but we feel no pain. Helldivers drop with fire inside. No enemies ever come close to take Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fate. Chopping up, talking all that nonsense. I've been out the war zone, y'all just stepped in. Super Earth's rising, luck its drive. Factories burn, keeping war alive. Ministry of Unity, keeping us tight. Reported to center, keep the future bright. Fill out the form, let the system decide. Patriots march, we vote with pride. Helldivers drop when the sirens wail. Factories hum, ships set sail. Super Earth armed, ready to strike. Manage democracy, future so bright. I'm all over the map, might take a little nap, then wake up and do a little rap. Not with the cap, I murder a track. Take it and run it right back. Federation don't sleep, 25-8. Super Earth moving, can't hesitate. When I make a couple mil by piles, I'm never coming home. Sworn to the cause, now this land is my own. Wake up, get the cup, get the bread. 25-8, 10 bands in the bed just to keep it safe. Most talk big, but I know they'll break. Only just the ones who fought in the fray. Side by side through fire and rain. Blood on our hands, but we feel no pain. Helldivers drop with fire inside. No enemies ever come close to take Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fate. Workers grind, our forces ride. Helldivers drop with fire inside. No enemies ever come close to take Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fate. One Earth, one voice, let's rise. Federation till we die. One Earth, one voice, let's rise. Federation till we die. Forge and fire, built to last. Federation till we die. Not the one voice, let's rise. Federation till we die. Where's it lies? Stand on your watch, no fear in sight. Empty or in sight, no fear in sight. Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fight. Helldivers drop with fire inside. No enemies ever come close to take Super Earth's power, Super Earth's fate. One Earth, one voice, let's rise. Federation till we die.
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound, not original to the podcast, is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.